question, Paymer asks, based on reports published by China's space agency, Sergio Toscano, a director for astronomical research in missions, said that behind the Ilmenite comet could be an UFO approaching. Behind the comet, discovered in December last year, Chinese scientists say there is a phenomenon, something they called cluster, which means globular cluster, or perhaps alien spacecraft, said Toscano. Is it plausible? Paymum, as I had explained before, your scientists to grasp the fact, the community Galactica ships are following the dwarf star has been a long time with Krulian spacecraft. They will remain there until the scientists release operation. Your NASA already know this, Chinese scientists seem to have been the last to know. Question, object asks, would it not be a peaceful solution for the lower vibration frequencies of life form to be removed to another system that suits their frequency immediately upon their death? Hopefully cosmic destruction isn't the only way to achieve life's purpose unless this is considered a natural way of progression. Is this natural or an unnatural event that has the coincidence of coming together at the same time? Does catastrophe happen in all increasing of frequencies? Paymum. The non-intelligent life forms, is almost immediately transferred to other similar environments. The forms of intelligent life on any level of frequency go through conscientization and conditioning in the fourth dimension. Such is the rule that works. The passage of the basic level of frequency for level 1, is not always traumatic. Will happen on your planet for many reasons. One of them was your population explosion, your colony was too great for the planet behave. With the physical changes by which the planet will pass, that dissonance will be rectified. The purposes of the laws governing the universe are too complex, everything works in synchrony. What is not an hour become in tune, like it or not. As the planet is to change the level of frequency, the faster it tune in, the faster your colony will reach the level of harmonic frequency compatible. After all, Earth is being awaited as the newest participant of the Community Galactica. Question, Angel asks, I am an earthly medium that requires no sleep. I know that these planets are bringing in an exciting celestial event and Ilmenite is no comet but a huge mother ship of deities that helped in our creation. They cross into our world like two brothers warriors with armies to gather the souls who have graduated to a higher level of consciousness through suffering all this world gives us. We will be taken according to their earthly vibration or auras. Many ships arrive before pole shift. Is this true? Angel is very good, you be an external observer. In fact, you might consider Dwarf Star symbolically as a mother ship, as it turns helping in the designs of fate of all the inhabitants of this colony. In fact, those who have assisted in planting this colony never ceased to support your development, never experienced 3,600 years away from you. All levels of the aura of the planet will get the people selected for their specific vibrational frequencies and personal auras. Many ships must meet the remnants but will not bring these communities out of the planet, rather will assist in their maintenance. Hope is not something that can be given as a gift, is the direct result of your spiritual conscience, spotting your role outside the field that envelops you in problems of this planet. Do not imagine for a moment that the salvation of the matter is most important, because death is the only event is absolutely sure since day of birth. Face the facts of development with your spirit, your conscience. What are important is you, and you're not the matter that you touch, you are what do that matter to feel touched. Isner TMT? Video 43, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 43, Juno 3th 2011. Question, a mate asks, the Hopis spoke of a blue kakina and a red kakina, could you infer which planetary body is which, if you have such knowledge? And even though I'm not a Christian myself, the Bible talks about 3 days of darkness, when the sun is eclipsed, and then rises on the opposite side of the sky. Does this have anything to do with the dwarf star being aligned with the Earth and Sun around September, and the pole shift? Mate, from 25, 26 and 27 September, eclipses can occur caused by the passage of a body between Earth and Sun. With respect to color, it is you can call to blue, even before it get near the sun in late August, and after passing the sun will be with a reddish color by increasing the activity of emission of energy caused by solar flares that will follow it toward it. Your sun reacts to foreign bodies trying to push them with his bursts. It may be that what you are talking about, the angle of the geographical axis of the planet might change with this approach, so, if it occurs, the sun may rise in other parts of your horizon, demonstrating that change the axis of rotation of the planet. The axis of your magnetosphere should be reversed only during the next year. Question. The good asks, Mithy, do you know which language will be dominant on Earth after big cleaning? And can you tell me which part of the Earth is inhabited by the most of this 10% of proper frequency people? Good. The final language will develop between the ethnic groups that make up your society of the inhabitants of planet Earth. It's probably a mixture of your English with Latin languages. The unit of measurement is the decimal to be in line with the system of measures aliens. Colonies will survive in different parts of the globe. There are elements in the correct range of frequency in all cases, but 60% of them will be in the Americas and Europe. The other 40% are scattered across the other remaining ethnic groups. Should remain embodied approximately 320 million Earthlings, and about another 300 million will be reincarnated on Earth by 2050. In 2050, the planet's population will be approximately 560 million Earthlings. That average will be kept stable during this next era. Question, Bill T. asks, Mithy, have you ever heard about stasis? A concept about placing all predetermined life to remain on Earth, humans which have correct aura of karma resolved, in a sort of frozen state to ride out the big changes. Once things settle down, life forms would be revived to carry on? Not Bill T, this will not happen. The societies that will survive will have to experience this transition to grow spiritually with it. These will have the responsibility to pass this experience to your future generations, and will be the link between two eras, shall be well awake to undertake this historic responsibility. You will be the phoenix that will rise from the ashes to a glorious new life. Question, a mate asks, why the other aliens such like the Greys, or another humanoids have the closest anatomy structure like human, exactly like our chimps? It is very interesting in fact that our biology history that from primitive morphology structure to the more developed. How they got the same structure like our chimps, or why chimps got the same anatomy like them. Mate, chimpanzees, gorillas and orangutans, great apes are races that have formed from random development. They never will have individual intelligences, unless they were genetically manipulated. The humanoids of our brand were created by genetic testing for hundreds of billions of years, and genetically driven brain activation generated the rational individuals. These experiences of genetic mutation were made in various types of humanoid beings, and now we have developed in different species, each adapted to its specific region in the galaxies where they were developed. The Greys, dolphins, among dozens of other variations, humanoid has the characteristics of the medium where they were developed. The reptilians also have several variations of species. You will see insects as intelligent as us, as well as plants that interact among themselves and with the environment. Question, Pionic asks, Mithy, how can you make proof that you are indeed an alien? Pionic, how do you prove your terrain? I am not worried about proving my existence, nor where I come. Do I simply exchange ideas with you? Do not want to be another of the many prophets that you already have. I am simply a friend who is in a better angle to see things that matter to you at the moment. It's a good experience for me to share some knowledge with this new colony. I'm happy with that possibility. Do not worry about who I am, worry of knowing enough to know who you are. Question, Boris asks, what is the maximum level of being? 10? 20? What is happening when highest level is reached? Do you unite with Goda? Has any race yet achieved maximum level, or not yet? On which level is your race? Boris, there are 10 levels predefined in the third dimension. After the 10th, you enter the fourth dimension where there are over 10 levels predefined. My race is on level 5, passing for 6. Already there are many races in the fourth dimension, with a high level of light. We have no idea how many levels are needed to one day find the person responsible for all this. But we keep walking. It's all we can do, keep one step at a time, trying to be as happy as possible on the step where we have reached so far. Question, Robert asks, my question is if the Earth is going through this growth process and cleaning, does this mean that all solar systems will go through the same thing at different times? Do all galaxies also go through the same process? Is this why all planets and stars are different sizes? Is the universe in a constant state of growth? Robert, your solar system as a whole is moving to the new era. Each complete cycle of the galaxy systems undergo an upgrade. All galaxies are expanding, like the known universe as a whole. This expansion is like a pulsating. After reaching a limit will begin a downturn when there is a strong interaction between galaxies. Question, Man asks. Mithy, what you hope to gain from feeding the fears of ordinary citizens with your tales? Is it a hobby? Do you earn income? Is it the attention? Take responsibility for the words you post and be mindful of the effects. Man, I understand your point of view, because in your social consensus, no one does anything if it does not get something in return. This is the logic of the basic level where you still are. Actually, what I do is for pleasure. I work on a task force that helps to start new colonies in new level of frequency. We need not to be paid, we have everything we need to feel gratified in our lives and choices. I have no responsibility for answering questions, because the questioner is responsible for what he wants to know. Facts are facts. Some answers may bring bad news, but you have no way to escape the facts. If you know in advance, will be better prepared to try to experience the problems. The effects of knowledge will always be commensurate with the calmness and development of your mind to act with wisdom inherent in who knows and can do something about it for the good of their neighbors. Question, tasks, so as far as your statement that the universe is thicker than specified, and that we are passing the galactic plane in 2012, you have no links or direct evidence to support those statements. You are making those statements based on your personal belief and on your own research. I'm not judging your information correct or wrong, I'm only trying to find as much data as I can. The angle that you are, can only make guesses. The galaxy is not symmetrical in its thickness, and another thing, the central black hole of the Milky Way has a small angular movement in its axial rotation. The hemispheric plan of the galaxy suffers a ripple from that fact. You will be crossing the galactic equator in December 2012, want your scientists or not. If you had not destroyed 95% of the library Maya, you could have all these astronomical data to help your scientists to better understand the movements of the galaxy. Question, Anthony asks, do you have any information about the history, eventual fate and impact on our society of the people with large elongated skulls found in South America, Europe and Russia? Anthony, the Atowns are a race of Andromeda who participated actively in the development of cultures, working together with the Pleiadians here on your planet. They are tall, elongated skulls, and provide considerable aesthetic importance of his garments. They are a very clever and advanced society. For thousands of years they attended the world and defended their settlements from attacks by breeds reptilians who kidnapped sometimes entire villages to take humanoid to his planets, attempts to effect hybridization or simply to slavery. Many died and were buried here. You should look at these skulls with due respect they deserve, after all, much of your current development is due to them. Question, Yorick asks, Mithy, the device in which all community members put in their knowledge, ideas, thoughts and mental images, is this containing info from even more advanced civilizations? Can you enter it, or is too incomprehensible as for your aura or frequency? Is it able to deduce, therefore answering hypotheses? Or even create your own hypotheses. Yorick. The databases accessible to us, is at level 5 and all levels below it. We cannot access information from higher levels because they are encrypted for their system. When we needed a solution to a problem beyond our technology, there are channels that allow more advanced societies to assist us, as we shall do with you at this beginning of new era of Earth. Question, Pritam asks, I know I am not supposed to ask about safe places. But it is being said that entire Indian continent will drown in coming pole shift with its plates diving under Himalayas. Is there no one to save us? Should a country with 1.2 billion people go down just like that without any prior warning given to any people? All these information come through Zeta Talk run by Nancy Leader. Should the source be trusted? Prism, you're also one who is concerned with the matter. See, if you have to survive, will survive despite all predictions to the contrary. Many people can be saved in a wreck if they are prepared to face the situation. It is impossible to move 1.2 billion people to a place considered safe, you agree? Based on this fact, the only solution is to face it, fight for survival until the end with whatever is within your grasp. More than that, it is beyond your physical reach, so prepare your mind to, if necessary, be ready to integrate consciously and at peace with the aura of the planet. Cecile underscore 156.jpg Puma Punku Ruins 21.jpg Video 44, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 44, Juno 4th 2011. Question, Anthony asks, do you have any information relating to the megaliths at Puma Punku, who made this structure? How did they machine the hard rock at TMS so perfectly? What was the site's function? How was it destroyed? Puma Punku 014.jpg Church underscore Lalibla 3.jpg Oakland underscore image.jpg Anthony, approximately 3,500 years, there existed a settlement related to a race from the Pleiades for which it was built an entire infrastructure extruded in South America. This whole town was built with rocks cut by streams of energy and taken to the site by spacecrafts using neutralizing gravity. There exists a large infrastructure with temples, running water, and residential areas. This culture was transferred to another colony after 2,000 years. After being abandoned, local cultures and time is tasked to destroy the facilities. Question, Cynthia asks, Mithy, please watch this video. Can you recognize what all these fireballs are? Happening from the beginning of May? Cynthia, as I said, the motion of by spacecrafts is very intense in this period. These lights are by spacecrafts that come into your atmosphere with a force field very intensified to avoid suffering from heat, and this causes the bright light emitted. The ships that are already accustomed to the planet enter the atmosphere with more discretion. But who does not know for sure? Prefer not to risk it and go with the force fields at maximum power. Question, Gatagu asks, I remember telling my parents at age 7 that I didn't belong to their family, I had always been different from the rest of my family members, and also, got a recurrent dream in a house in another era. Do you think I'm living another life other than a previous one? Could those be remembrance of my past life? Gataka, it may be that you have incarnated in this family for the first time, coming from another place in the universe, the time being in a certain level of frequency for this planet. You may have vague memories of your life was like in that other place where you can have incarnated many times in a row. In this new era, some spirits of the Pleiades and Andromeda will also be embodied here for the first time, and you may incarnate on other planets that are in level 1. There is great flexibility in these procedures. It does not mean that all 10% of humans who will rise to the level 1 of a frequency necessarily have to be reincarnated on Earth. What will be maintained is the demographic rate for planet throughout this new era. Question Chief I asks, Mithy, about the Oak Island mystery, do you know something about it? Oakalan Moneypithk 7.giftwritten Alliance Oak Island.png Alphabet 3.jpg Chief I, this old base was closed for nearly 300 years, when human civilization in the region became unviable the motion of spaceships Arcturians. The existing well on the island is the form event of a large base that exists in the bottom of the bay in front of the island. Currently, the base is flooded, its intake gate underwater is sealed and is impossible to penetrate it from the ventilation ducts in the island. Humans have been there many times since your pirates until your explorers, but are unlikely to reach the base by a defensive type of engineering that was adopted in its construction. Question, Phillips asks, why, if we are colonists, put here for a reason by extraterrestrials, why did you allow us to go through such misery? Why did you allow the elite to do the horrible things they have done, and continue to do? Why haven't at TMT you come and made yourself known to the masses, and told them what the elite is doing? Why did not TMT you come down and stop them from slaughtering so many millions? What kind of experiment is this? You could have stopped them, Claudner TMTU? You have the power. Phillips, a society to prove that it is feasible, it must at least survive alone. Knowing how to choose your leaders is also a way to demonstrate maturity. If you self-destruct, they will be ridding the universe of a society unfeasible, right? You manage to give a lot power to your elites, so that you will just get rid of the shackle, through this planetary change. If we had to intervene by force, you would not have even the 10% ready for this change era on its own merits. I know it's hard to understand, but to win a better place you have to prove you deserve what you have. Question, Bogret asks. Mithy, how about us people who are working overseas from our home country? Should we leave already for us to prepare in the coming months? And to be with our loved ones? I believe by the time the dwarf star appear in the sky everyone will be in panic and there will be no more flights by then. What we should do, can you please advise us? Bogret, stays tuned for events. At the end of August, when the media begin to mention something strange about the comet, look back to your relatives. You will have about 2 weeks or until September 10th when the systems will begin to fail. This, if anything different happens then with the route of dwarf star. Question, Michael asks, watching 26th video, this confuses me very much. The symbols are strikingly similar. EATMM questioning your credibility. EATMD like not to. Is there a way you could look into this matter? How could this company have received the symbols? Why does it look like the exact font? The colonies of Rigel Centaurs are from our civilization, we are like cousins. Our writing is very similar to theirs, we have very similar symbols but sometimes with different meanings. These symbols among other documents fell into the hands of your governments when the last accident of them we have spoken earlier in North America. Currently your government has a lot of literature about various breeds, gifts from reptilians and their greys. Question, Inter asks, the origin of mass, insofar as my understanding, depends directly on the specific interaction of quantum particles with the Higgs boson field, the all-permeating, quantized particulate which exists at all points in space, which creates drag on existing energy, resulting in what we experience as rest mass. Does the entity or substance which controls our body that we think of as the soul or spirit has an equally quantifiable physical or energetic particle? If not, could you explain plainly and in terms of physics what our soul is? Inter, I'll try to explain in a simple way. The soul or spirit of our third dimension is measurable energy and has mass, is composed of quantum particles, but is subject to the laws of behavior of matter in the fourth dimension, where the energy is the denser matter. This energy needs of an envelope in order to be in the third dimension, and how energy can occupy the space quantum of a body in the third dimension. The spirit of the third dimension is the densest form of matter that can be accepted into the fourth dimension. The beings who already live in the fourth dimension has a much less energy dense than our soul. Even being there when discarnate, we are much harsher in terms of matter than they are. Question, Ed asks, Mithy, you said that only 10% of the population of the Earth will survive the upcoming events depending on their frequency. How the 10% will be chosen who has the right frequency to stay? How will the 10% know how to survive the upcoming events? How will they know to be on safe places to survive? Will there be survivors on Earth after these events with lower frequency? Idonia TMT think that all the elite in their bunkers has the right frequency, but Idonia TMT think either that all them will die in their bunkers. So, how will this choosing happen? Ed, the elements that are part of 10% will not be chosen, they have earned to be where they are. If they survive or not the events, this really does not matter, they are already with a new level of the right frequency. Those who stay here will receive those who are to return in the new era. They might even be born to parents who are not in the 10% but were surviving remnants. All who are outside the right frequency band of the planet, when disembodied, will be transferred to their rightful places but possibly leave children in the right frequency here on planet. Will be born here the spirits attuned to this new era only. Question, Terry asks, ascending star children planned at Festival of Enlightenment this June? Are there secret plans to gather people for events where children are ascended into motherships or something like this? Terry, no, no child will be taken into spaceships. The planet is under close observation, no race would have the audacity to try anything against your society in a time like this. Some could perhaps be abducted by members of one of thy strange sects, to provoke some public misinformation. Question, Katamu asks, Mithy, what this latest crop circle means? Hackpinhill underscore OH800.jpg DNA2011 Toskulls.jpg, Katama, some crop circles are simply art, left as gifts. This crop circle represents a relationship between the Earth at the center, with the Sun on the right, with the Moon below, her face lighted, turned towards the Earth and its gravitational effect of tide and balance, and the dwarf star coming up with its shock waves hitting the Earth on the left. It is a simple abstract framework of the current event in your solar system. Question, Borg asks, what do you know about the star child's skull? Is it alien or? Borg, this skull may belong to a race of tiny greys of Sirius. They usually move much around here, collecting specimens of vegetables. They have about 90 centimeters tall on average. Few beings of those races have circulated here. Base3.jpg So there is 99% chance of being one of them. Probably attacked by some animal and taken to a den or cave. Away from its crew in some forest. Question, Carlo asks, I would like to know when we return to the fourth dimension after we die, are we in a bodily form? Carlo, when you go into the fourth dimension, your spirit is still along the lines of your last eye. While you're there, your original form will prevail, or will you recognize in the mirror as you? And all who know you will recognize you. If you're diseased with your aura, you will appear with the diseased, if you are well and in peace, will find yourself with fine look. There are treatments in the fourth dimension to the sick, some are a lot of time in hospital and till able to incarnate again in the third dimension. The important thing is you always be well with yourself. Question, Angelo asks, Mithy, energy derived from biodigesters, biogas, and its biofertilizer, remains, I understand the 98% or 99% clean to Gaia, and thus Earthlings. Is it considered clean energy in your community Galactica? Will it be the sort of clean energy produced and used by us 10% rightful inheritors in the near future new frequency Gaia's new era? Angelo, all non-residual form of energy, is fully acceptable. The burning of natural gas is a clean way to get energy. There are excellent chemical processes that, with a single generating unit, can supply one of your major cities for many years without cost and without waste to the environment. The water resources are also an excellent option since they are adapted to transmit radiant units, which would reduce the cost of energy to almost zero in distribution. There are many good options. Oil and atomic energy you use enough are the worst possible choices. But all this will be passed very soon. Video 45, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 45, June 06th 2011. Question, Mike asks, Mithy, I wonder if you could to identify this building spotted on Google Mars. Hello Mike, it's been a while isn't it TMT? You always surprise me with your photos. Well, that is a unit of mineral extraction, and is used as well as station support. It is administered by a community of Sirius. They are modern units that can move to other locations with characteristics of the spacecraft. We also maintain a series of such units at various locations for mineral extraction. Question, Andy asks, I have just watched two videos of a Spanish program which was not aired because it was considered too thought-provoking. Could our own moon be Nibiru? A ship that brought intelligent life to Earth? Inandi, your moon is not Nibiru. It was an important basis for many ancient civilizations, but it is simply a natural satellite. It is part of the balance of your system of life on the planet. Hopefully, she'll be there for many millennia, and you will still use much the intergalactic portal that exists installed there. The moon is like a big beach with no ocean, not much fun.